The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in just over an hour, we'll talk NFL with Ben Vallin, national NFL writer for the Boston Globe. Always like touching base with him. He'll be on at 8:40. But right now, it's time to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day? Just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. That's what it does.
Need a lot of don't sleep. Only had 4 hours.
You know what? I think I'm going to pop one into Drab's freezer right now. So in about an hour, it'll be nice and frosty, almost slushy.
That's you don't like room temperature. You're not a room temperature guy.
Room temperature? I don't drink anything room temperature. No, thank you.
So it's supposed to help absorption. And
I don't care.
You don't have this issue. It's easier on the teeth.
I need so cold water and soda. I just need it super cold.
Can I give you, this is humiliating. Can I give you what I still have to do on my teeth? Can I give you the agenda? And then I'm going to hit the skins. I just want you to know what I still have on the agenda.
You're going to hit the molars.
I'm going to hit the molars for you real quick.
I also did some recon for you yesterday, some investigation.
Oh, for the implants thing?
No, well, I went to the dentist yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just had a lot of questions.
You asked him why does he need so many root canals?
I said, I have a friend that has, he's blaming genetics.
Yeah.
Genetics definitely a factor, but also sugar.
And she said, it's possible small percentage is genetics.
Okay.
She said it's most, she said a lot, you don't sleep on your environment. She said some homes have like more bacteria than others. Mm-hmm. She was talking about how a friend or of theirs got divorced. And after they got divorced, the wife stopped having dental issues because she got away from her husband, or I guess who had a lot of bacteria.
Huh.
So
I could blame my wife.
You could blame Dina for
that. Yeah, like Dina
she said, genetics.
Dirty house.
She got better
unlikely.
TV. She got better teeth. Better TV. I think it's, both my parents had terrible teeth. Both. But my brothers don't have issues. My sister doesn't have issues. They have normal. I don't know. Listen, I know I've been drinking soda forever, and soda does it.
Well, your sister wouldn't be
mostly
genetic.
Sugar.
Correct. But she grew up in the same environment,
right.
If you were saying an environment thing. What were you saying?
It's mostly just what you're doing day to day.
Yeah, listen. My dentist said 20 years ago, he said, listen, you've got these little issues here from all this sugar and stuff. There's nothing we can do. Like, you just have to monitor it over time and deal with it as it occurs, right? And so that was 20 years ago. Because you could do on the x-ray, you could see there's a little bit of decay here, a little bit of decay here.
Right.
What we could do. I mean, you know, got to ride it out. So here's where I currently stand. I've had 2 root canals in the last month.
One more than Stromer.
All right, one more. I got one up on
him. You got him beat.
I'm better at him at root canals.
All okay, right. If that's the way you want to keep
I
score,
need to,
sure.
For sure, I need to crown the one. The other one, they actually drilled through the crown to do it because I already had a crown on it. I don't know what I have to do that one. I have a back one here where the crown fell off. And the dentist said, that one's just too far gone, needs to be extracted. I have another one that needs a root canal. Okay? On the other side of my mouth.
That mouth is a
and
mess.
Then I have another one that either needs to be extracted.
Another
or,
one.
Or it needs to be crowned.
More crowns than the royal family.
Yeah. Currently, that's what I still have to do. Like, it's just, you know, got to schedule it.
His favorite whiskey?
Crown Royal. What I love about Crown Royal is you get those free little bags.
You love those velvet bags.
And you can put your teas in there. Right. Or you could, you know, your kids can put their whatever,
put your
their
teeth
money.
In there.
Yeah, you put your teeth with the
Tooth Fairy. You give Crown Royal bags to your kids?
Huh?
You give Crown Royal bags to your kids?
Yeah, like if they, yeah. So you guys need something to put your whatever? You want to put your lip glosses or. You ever your nail polishes here? Take
Kate, this is classy.
The last time I encountered Crown Royal is when we were at the Canadian Embassy for the Three Doors Down show.
Oh, God, that was so long.
No, that wasn't Three Doors Down. It was Seven Days Grace.
No, it was. I'm getting my bands mixed up. 3 Days Grace.
3 Days Grace.
Yeah,
Three Days.
I knew it was had a three in it.
3 Days Grace.
Yes.
Shoot. Don't you remember?
They were bitter. They didn't
but
want
there
to come
was only
in.
Like there wasn't anybody there.
They literally came out and played. They played two songs.
No, there were people in the stands, but there weren't that many.
They
people
came out
there.
And played two songs, two or three, maybe, and then
they were out.
Scurried back to their tour bus
right, because they didn't care about the dumb Canadian embassy.
They did not want to be there.
But the Canadian embassy wanted to glom onto their fame.
They did.
Yeah, give them their gold record or whatever.
That's correct.
Platinum record.
Yeah,
those guys are still around. Kudos to them.
I'm sure.
Still putting out music.
What are they, in their mid-40s probably?
They have to be. Yeah. I mean, that was 20 years ago.
Incredible.
All right, so let's hit the Skins here, Cakes.
I barely remember that day.
A couple things here that are kind of interesting. I always like to look at the power rankings. We haven't done this in a while when we were swooning. You know, just kind of like when we're losing, I'm not going to ask Drab, if he's going to put Jaden in the Hall of Fame. I'm also not going to look at our power rankings when we're swooning.
But during a bye week, it's cool to look at the power rankings.
Well,
coming off a win.
Coming off a dub.
Yep.
And it looks like, where do you think, I mean, I gave you a range of two or three rankings. You know, like, where do you think we would rank?
Current power rankings.
Like 28 to 30, 1 to 3.
I would say
17.
No,
8 to 18.
I don't think they're that low. I would say they're like 12 to 15.
They seem to be around 8 to 10.
Oh, wow.
11.
Okay.
Okay, here you go. I'll just rip off the ones that Yahoo has collated or put
I'm
together.
I'm convinced more than ever that Yahoo only exists to this day because people use it for fantasy football and maybe email. Why else would you use Yahoo in 2024?
I see him at 12 here on CBS.
Right, so in that range. So Nate Davis from USA Today has him 9.
Okay,
NFL good. Nation on ESPN has him 10. Ben Rolfe from Pro Football Network has him 11. Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News has him 10. Mike Florio, notorious Commanders hater, has him at 10.
He's an anti-Commanders guy?
He really loathed Dan Snyder. Remember
that. Well, everybody loathed Dan Snyder.
I know. Eric Edholm from NFL.com. He has him 11. So in the rankings that I have here, where they're compiled, they seem to be around between like 9 and 12.
I'd put the Rams ahead of them now, and the Rams are below them. And a lot of I'd put the Buccaneers ahead of them because they beat them. I'd put them around 14.
So the Buccaneers beat us in week one. You're not giving us any credit. That was also Cliff's worst game. He was terrible in that game.
I'm just going to put him. I'd put a lot of stock into the head-to-head.
Yeah, but it was week one.
Okay, but the Commanders lost 3 straight games before beating a bad team. I mean, I'm not going to elevate them that much.
Okay, they lost. They lost a couple of them to some really good teams.
And I think the Rams,
non-believer, right there.
I believe they're a playoff team.
He's been pooping on them all year. He had them winning like 5 games.
Right.
He didn't see. He didn't have
just
no
because
vision.
I don't believe. I don't
no
agree
vision.
With Mike Florio. Doesn't mean I'm a non-believer. I think they're a playoff team, but I think there are some other teams that are better than them that are probably below them in the power.
I think your Salisbury guy DQ would be a little bit disappointed in your outlook on the team.
He'll get over it.
I'm sure he will.
All right, so Cakes, this is cool. I like this. They have the Pro Bowl voting is out there, and there are actually 10 positions where Commanders are in the top 10.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So obviously, I'm just going to give you the first one.
Well, Jaden's definitely in the top 10. He might be
Jaden
top 3.
At quarterback is 3.
Yeah.
Lamar, Josh, Jaden.
It's pretty good. Okay. Good company to be in.
All right. Just go through the other positions and see if you can name the guys McLaurin. And where they might be.
Terry's got to be top
Terry, all right,
five,
go to wide receiver.
Guess.
I believe Terry is 4.
Okay.
At wide receiver. Currently in the fans' Pro Bowl voting. Mm. You got Justin Jefferson 1, Ja'Marr Chase 2, Amon-Ra St. Brown 3, and Terry ahead of CeeDee Lamb, Zay Flowers, George Pickens, A.J. Brown.
That's what 9 touchdowns will do for you.
What about B-Rob? Is B-Rob getting any love?
Let me see.
Maybe not because he missed a couple games, but he's been impressive this season.
We don't have a running back in the top 10.
What about Biotish at center? Is he getting
Taylor
any love?
Taylor Biotish is in there. He is... thought I saw him. Yeah, he's 8. Good job, Cakes.
Mm, okay.
All right, so we got quarterback. We got center. Mm-hmm. We got wide receiver. Let's go. Come on.
I don't think Ertz is getting tight end love, is he?
Zach Ertz, 10th.
Oh, so he just sneaks in.
I'm going to give you another one because you'll never get it. Tyler Ott, the long snapper, is in the top 10.
You're right.
You would never get that.
I would not have gotten that.
All right.
All right, let's go to the defense.
Fowler.
Frankie Louvu.
Yeah, Louvu's got to be.
Fowler and Louvu, 5-6. Both have a real shot at making a Pro Bowl.
Who else?
And then we have...
Wagner?
Bobby Wagner is in there. Pretty sure he's in there, an inside linebacker, right? I could be wrong. Let me check. Yeah, he's 4. How many Pro Bowls has Bobby Wagner made?
Ask Drab T-shirt.
Drabby, you're his official agent. How many has he made? He's made a bunch, I think.
11.
I'm just making it up. All right.
It sounds like a good number.
That's a good number. I'll go with it. Any other cakes? You got any more guesses? How about this? Special teams.
Jeremy Reeves.
Not Tress. Is Tress not in there? Tress is not in there.
Maybe
for
he hadn't punted enough.
Yeah, good point. All right, so you got...
Drabby was close. 9-time Pro Bowler, Bobby Wagner.
Strong, soon to be 10. Strong safety.
Strong safety. Let's go.
Jeremy Chin.
Chin?
Jeremy Chin. And I think that's it. Yeah, so 10 different positions. Now, the nubbiest is Zach Ertz at 10.
Yep.
But mostly the other guys look like... Maybe
Seibert hadn't gone on the downswing and...
If he didn't swoon...
He would have been in the mix.
All right.
But he did.
I always like this, even though Jason disrespects us.
Right.
He thinks we're not a good football team. And he picked us to win like 5 games. Notorious
Skins
hater.
I picked them to win 7. Okay, but go ahead.
Notorious Skins hater. Their Week 17 matchup, Christmas week, against the Falcons is one of the top candidates to be what, Cakes?
Flexed.
Flexed. Here are the 5 games under consideration to be flexed in Week 17.
All right.
You got Falcons, Commanders.
Okay.
Clearly with Jaden, big time game, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk revenge game.
Arizona Cardinals at the Rams.
Okay.
Cardinals might be dead
There's
by then.
A lot of Bo Nix hype.
There is.
Denver at Cincinnati. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
This one makes no sense to me. Why the Colts Giants? Can you explain that to me?
I don't understand that at all. I
mean, is it just maybe people want to see the quarterback?
Aren't the Giants
New
two?
York big market.
The Giants are 2-11, correct?
Yes.
Nobody, I don't understand that.
That won't be flexed.
Even Giants fans don't want to watch that team.
And then the Chargers Patriots?
Well, Chargers are in the playoff hunt. They want to see Drake May play.
I think a Commanders Falcons might be the leader in the clubhouse.
That, to
there.
Me, looks like the sexiest
now,
one.
Now, that's if the Falcons can take care of their business and beat the stupid Raiders this week and stay alive in the playoff hunt. If they lose the Raiders, they fall way out of the picture.
They say the NFL. This I'm stealing this from USA Today. The Commanders game of those games. The Washington Atlanta seems to have the most playoff implications.
Mm-hmm.
So. The
Cardinals Rams would as well.
Yes,
like you know, that could be a big division race game. Remember, that's Christmas. Well, that's after Christmas, but that's Christmas week. There's Christmas 2 games on Christmas Day.
Right. That's silly.
One in four or one in 4:30. Ravens are playing on Christmas Day.
I know what Valdez is doing on Christmas.
That could really ruin your day, though. I have no idea who they're playing. Who are they playing?
Houston.
Houston. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what ruins my day? Is that we have to work on the 24th and 26th.
That is true.
That's ruining a lot of days.
Last but not least, Cakes, the Commanders
Cakes
announced
doesn't.
Their 2024 Ed Block Courage Award recipient is...
Can you give me a hint?
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a kind of a notorious good guy, feel-good story.
Tress why?
Jeremy Reeves.
Jeremy Reeves. I was going to say Jeremy Reeves.
Yeah.
I slipped.
Yeah. There you go.
Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt. That's important. And veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's thepurpleheartfoundation.org.